Animal sacrifice. In all ancient religions of the world, the ritual of animal sacrifice has remained a great means of attaining the nearness of the Almighty. Its essence is the same as that of the zakah, but it should not be regarded as analogous to wealth. It is essentially a vow of pledging one's life and is fulfilled by the animal we sacrifice on behalf of our life. History of animal sacrifice. The history of sacrifice begins with Adam sallallahu alaihi wasallam. According to the Quran, when two of his sons, Abel and Cain, presented their offerings to the Almighty, one of them was accepted and the other was not. It is explicitly mentioned in the Bible that Abel on this occasion had offered the sacrifice of some firstborn of his flocks of goats and sheep. This practice quite evidently must have continued later also. Consequently, there exist signs and remnants in all ancient religions which corroborate this fact. However, the way this worship ritual has increased in its importance, grandeur and scope after the sacrifice of Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it has become unprecedented. When he was asked to sacrifice an animal in place of his son, the Almighty said that he ransomed Ishmael sallallahu alaihi wasallam by a great sacrifice. This meant that the sacrifice offered by Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been accepted. And in order to commemorate this incident, the ritual of sacrifice was instituted as a great tradition to be carried out generation after generation. It is this optional worship of sacrifice which we offer with fervor and enthusiasm on the occasions of Hajj and Umrah and on Eid of Azha. Objective of animal sacrifice. The objective of animal sacrifice is to express gratitude to the Almighty. When we offer our life symbolically to the Almighty by offering the sacrifice of an animal, we are in fact expressing our gratitude on the guidance of submission which was expressed by Abraham sallallahu alaihi wasallam by sacrificing his only son. On this occasion, the words uttered to declare the exaltedness and oneness of the Almighty are done so for this very objective. Viewed thus, animal sacrifice is the pinnacle of worship. When we make an animal stand or bow down in the direction of the Baytullah and also direct our own face towards the house of God and present the sacrificed animal as an offering to God by saying, Bismillah wallahu Akbar, we are actually offering our own selves to God. The Sharia of animal sacrifice. The Sharia regarding animal sacrifice can be stated thus. 1. All four-legged animals which are cattle can be sacrificed. 2. Sacrificial animals should not be flawed and should be of appropriate age. 3. The time of animal sacrifice begins after offering the Eid prayer on the 10th of Zulhajj, which is the Yawm al-Nahr. 4. The days fixed for animal sacrifice are the same as have been appointed for the stay at Mina once the pilgrims return from Muzdalifah. In religious parlance, they are called the days of Tashriq. Besides animal sacrifice in these days, the sunnah has been instituted that takbirs should be declared at the end of each congregational prayer. Being an absolute directive, the words of the takbir have not been fixed. 5. The meat of the sacrificial animals can also be eaten without any hesitation by those who have had them slaughtered and can also be used to feed others.